in that way, right, there will be change and transform, right? And then all of us will be happier, right? Okay, today we're gonna go ahead and talk about a special program. Oh, I have to end here. Okay. Oh, there you go. Well, Star is a very interesting, is a mom is a job. And I like this joke. It says something about the fundamental work. And there's an interview going on, and they say motherhood. One vacation day a year, that's all I get? And the answer is, well, we call it mother days, but technically you still have to work, right? And that is mother, right? Very different job application. And so that came into the thinking, right? What is the job really described for mom? There's a lot, and color code doesn't show up, but that's fine. It just shows a lot. And it always starts with the most difficult part, right? 9 months, more than that, pregnancy. And people are thinking about that, you know, just try to carry a load of 25 pounds to the 40 pound load upon you, right? For 9 months, right? Get the feel how heavy it is. And in that way, right, you will be more appreciated and understand, right, the affection and sacrifice, right, mother is really offered to their children. And not to be also saying the most painful process of deliver a baby. And personally, I got 3 children, and God also allowed me to every delivery I accompany my wife and I hold her hand. And every time after the delivery, I really say, no more, no more. But my wife kind of forgot. And she's so excited to have the next one. Then for me, I need to prepare myself. It's not easy, right? Every loving husband, when you hold the wife's hand and through all those expectations under the huge screaming, beyond you can take, and that's the moment the child being delivered into this world. So that's how much, right, a mother has to go through in order to help all of us. It's tough, but you know, stop doubting, right? Just believe my word, right? The children probably don't know, the husband knew. If don't know, wives know. Definitely doctor and nurse know about that. So today, we're gonna talk about the topic is, how blessed are you? We are through the 2 particular verses, passage, and on 2 occasions, this one is about a mother, and the other is about a son. So we will go into their issue and response, and hopefully we can summary and come up with an application. So this is the first story is coming from the 1 Samuel, right, chapter 1. And that is exactly there. She kept on praying to the Lord. For what? For a child. So if you have your Bible with you, can you turn to the 1 Samuel chapter 1? Due to the time, I probably will not to read through. I will just highlight on the slides, but you can turn your Bible open and kind of follow through and tracking with me. So the title I'm saying for this particular story is a blessing in agony, which is contradict with the word is kind of paradoxic there, but that's exactly right what happened in the story. The main character, right? Her name is Hannah. And Hannah married to a dream husband, which loved her a lot. His name is Elkanah. And they have a problem is that, you know, the husband married another wife. And the main reason was that Hannah at that time was barren. Somehow during the culture at the time, the children is really very important. And he also has a recognition, right, whether you are blessed by the God or not. So anyway, the husband got second wife. And funny thing is that this husband is very religious. He really abide the law requirement every year, travel all the way to the Jerusalem and pay his respect to the Lord Almighty. The tabernacle was exist as Silo located at that time. So every year to year, he went there to worship. And Elkanah also very care about the family. He provided all the necessity to the wife, and one is for his wife with a couple sons and daughter. But to Hannah, although Hannah was barren at that time, he gave her a double portion to show his appreciation and the love. But you can see that when you're doing like that, right, you will irritate, right, the other side, provoke her. So in return, right, the other one is really aiming at Hannah, right, provoke her and become her rival and keep trying to use all the language, abusing or whatever, and just get her mad, and also in that way, right, make herself feel good about this sharing of love of his her husband. And this went on year by year, year by year, this provoking, and it just caused the Hannah to break down. So she cry and cry and cry and don't have this appetite. And sometimes the sorrow overwhelms you, right? You just cannot breathe, right? I just mentioned, right, Elkanah, her husband, was really in love with Hannah, right? So he tried to calm her down and provide, say, hey, why are you crying? Why are you not eating? Why are you downcasting in your heart? Don't I mean more than 10 sons to you? This is a lovely husband, right? It's really caring. But answer should be different, right? Yeah, you're good, but so? You got second wife, right? I don't know, but you know, the husband tried to be sensitive, but maybe saying the wrong word to some extent, right? So the Hannah just cried louder, right? So, and he's really showing her anguish. And in this way, right, so she turned to the law and weeping bitterly, right? And in that time, she made a vow. Later we'll come back to it, what the vow is all about. But he just keep on praying. And one day, right, when they are in the temple, I mean in the tabernacle at that time, right, she was so broken down. And she's really on her knee and, you know, crying out to God. So she kind of is so hard, and the sorrow just totally overwhelmed her. So she cannot barely make a song after prayer. But it pray so earnest was in her heart. And swing all the way through. And the priest, high priest at that time was Eli. Eli kept watching and thought that, wow, this lady really got drunk. So she came to her and say, hey, wake up. How long are you going to keep doing this? And that, and I say, hey, I've been praying here out of my anguish and grief. And somehow, the man of God, the representative, find out Hannah is really a person, really need God's help. In that way, right, he know. And he say, go in peace. And may the God of the Israeli grant you what you have asked of him. So this is a setup. And then, Bible say, the law remember her, so they gave birth to a son. And this son is very famous. His name is Samuel. And even this is the son she's been praying for a long time. She make a vow and she dedicate the son back to serving the God. So about 3 years old, he brought the Samuel back to the tabernacle and presented to the Eli and say, hey, priest, you probably don't remember me, but I was here 3 years ago and I prayed to the Lord. And Lord answered me and gave me this child. So I am now give this child back to the Lord. So this is a story. So let's recap a little bit. What is her problem? Two husbands, right? No child. And Bible says the Lord has closed her womb twice. And she got a rival, keep provoking and irritate her daily in, daily out. And this keep going on for couple years. Not 1 year, 2 years. It's probably 5 to 10 years. But that means that during those time, right, she kind of living in shame and also did not ever give up her hope and faith in God. But surely Bible describes, because this book is written by her son, Samuel. And Samuel knew her mother at that time was deeply troubled. But the more focus is coming back is that, what is the Hannah's response to all this difficulty? And funny thing is, within the 28 verses, there are so many different places, right? It keeps saying that, praying, vow, praying, pouring out. So that's the Hannah. A lady who really in a deep trouble, been feeling ashamed through the eye of the society and also provoked and irritated by her own family. But she crying out to be a mother. And that's, she wants this blessing, right? And verse 11 is really a key verse. He said he make a vow, saying the Lord Almighty. If you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forgetting your servant, but give her a son. That's a Generally, the wives sometimes, right, they want to be a mother. And thinking about those job description, right, but she wants to be a mother. And next one, we talk about the second event. This one, we also use the same title called A Blessing in Agony. But we will go into the John chapter 19, 3 verse 25 to 27. And it is the last word, right, from the Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus was nailed on the cross, he looked down and he saw his mom, Mary, his mom's sister, and a couple of women there. And something, right, inside his heart. He still remember, still want to care, provide a care for his mom there. So he asked one of his disciples, saying that, hey, look, the one near you, that's, can you take care of her for me from now on? And his disciple, right, just took the job and really go over it. And that's the love of our Lord for his mom. So this two, when you combine these two stories together, right, you have to understand, right, motherhood, and also understand about how to appreciate this motherhood. So what can we learn from this? Well, definitely, right, marriage is for one man and one woman. Don't step out of that bond. Otherwise, right, you just would create a lot of misery and pain for all of the people. Second, motherhood is really a great privilege and a gift from God. And sometimes, right, when I really in our mode of living, which is really tough, and people treat us unfair, and they accuse us, right, from the things we really not did anything wrong, don't get the anger grow up, right, and try to retaliate yourself. Because remember, vengeance belongs to God. Our side is that we go to the source, go to God, right, and asking God to intervene and change, hopefully, for all the situation and the painful, and remove that one. And we also remember God is truly caring and he is almighty, right? Don't give up the hope, no matter how, you know, desperate or so hopeless it seems. And most important is that when you're on your knee or not, but inside your heart, when you pray to the God, right, wholeheartedly and also staying faithfully, he's in control. And the last one should be the love for the mother, right? It's really everlasting. It's not brief or temporary. It's really supposed to be very lasting. Because if you know how much love your mom is really in order to deliver you, in order to cultivate you, bring you up, right? That's a loss of effort. So let's go into a little bit summary. We know, right? Mom's job description is a lot. 9 months pregnancy, painful delivering, not to mention about stinky diaper, right? People estimate, right? The kids out of the diaper probably consume about 6,000 to 7,000 diapers And each diaper is, well, I don't know now, it's probably 25 cents to 50 cents. Just out of the stinkiness, right? You pay a fortune for that. Not to mention about you have to clean them up, right? So it's not an easy one, right? Generally, children don't remember that, right? But as a father of the three kids, I knew that. So 8,000 times three, I got, wow, clean up lots of diapers. And you also have the baby, the kids to grow up and pray with them and talk to them. And when they're really crawling and going to walking, standing, and you have to help them out. But walking, unfortunately, right, they have to on their own, right? So you have to lead them and let them fall. And guide them up, let them fall again. And that's the mother heart, right? You want to grow grapes. And he also, in the same time, you're letting them go and grow, right? And dirty laundry, and cleaning, cooking, caring, driving, transportation, and later is a consoling. And most important is that when the kids is turned around and not listen to you, right, you also have to be, you know, mending in, to some extent. So it's not easy to be a mother, right? It's not easy at all, not especially nowadays, right? Mom also have to work. So from the First Samuel, we knew that the Hannah, all her life, in the beginning, she wanted to marry a decent religious man, which had really had a whole love for her. And she got it. But somehow the life is full of surprises. She was barren for a while. And in that time, right, there's a second wife coming along. And her life just all of a sudden, right, turned into a storm. And it's not easy. It's just like we. We're doing all the right thing, making all the right choice, right? And we pray to the God and we got the things on. But along the road, right, accident and difficulty happen. Hannah's way to deal with the situation, she did not really take this vengeance into her hand. She stick to her faith and praying to the God even harder. Pull her out, whole hearts out for this. And we also learn from the Jesus Christ, even he is on the mission to die on the cross for all our sin. Inside his heart, there's one thing he won't let go. His mother. So that's really, when the author of the gospel, John, recorded this, right? It must be sending a message to us very loud and clear. This is a duty. Have an everlasting effect. You have to love her back, no matter how. So, I can move on. Application, Mother's Day, right? There's a twofold. One is a mother himself. The other is a kid, right? But the picture is not separate them. Picture is combine them together. It's a family. It's a union of the family. A family had mother, had a child, had a husband. And you really have to get this into your mind and keep thinking about it, heart and soul. And there's a gentleman, he say, it's very powerful for the mother's prayer. When you're holding that baby, all your heart is going to that. The aim is not that he's growing strong physically. We also have to pray for their So, their future salvation, their future supposed to be in God's hand as well. And that's very important. Love keep us living, but in the same time, there's an obey and there's an honor. Honor yourself and honor your parents accordingly. And there's a lots of way, right, to showing the love to your mother. I guess the most difficult one is that listen. Listen. You're thinking about that, you have to do a lot of things. No, it always starts with listen and attentive to listen. Right? Because sometimes if you go into, right, at least from my experience, mother want their children to listen. It doesn't matter what they're saying. As long as you show they're standing there and really listen, that already say a lot of things, right? Attentively, right? And if you're generous, don't be shy to give your mom a hug. Tell her that you truly love her. Right? And, you know, from time to time, you feel that the mom is really give you a hard time and, you know, put you down all the time or setting a high bar. Inside your heart, you have to be a little bit forgiving. And maybe you're thinking about she really don't know all the problems you're facing right now. She's ignorant or whatever. So no, don't get into that part. You have to go back to the origin, right? How hard mom to deliver you, right? Carrying you and bring you all up. As a matter of fact, she kind of earned that right if you're really allowing that. And most important, if you really get a hard time, you should learn from Hannah, praying for your mom daily. Really, that's a key. I don't know how to express this because when I prepare the sermon, really I got hit tremendously. If I can bring into the next one, this is a person. Really wrote it down. It kind of divide the ages of your life. You say at a 10, before 10, right, the kiss is really you. And they will show their affection and love you. Say, hey, I love you, mom. And age 14, right, it's become turning point, right? Kids just growing up so fast and grab the life of the world and they get into a confusion also. Seeking themselves, so there's so much for them, right? And next, right, age 18, they cannot hardly wait to go on their own, to explore their own life, right? And somehow, along the way, one day you'll wake up, say, hey, mom, something you say is really makes sense right now. You are right. And then getting along, you say you appreciate all these things, right? And you try to get on with your mom a little bit longer. And that's me. That's my mom. My mom is also pretty old, 82, 83. And being here, right, I cannot with my mom because she is really in the overseas. How can I do then? Every week I set a time, we kind of chat through the Skype. And my mom will call me, keep calling me until I answer it. And then she will burst into keep saying things, right? And all I need to do is listen, it doesn't matter, it's really garbage collecting, not doing their job, all the way to the president is really mess up her job. It doesn't matter. It can go every dimension, and it can cover every single big, small things. All I need to do is just be there and listen. I don't need to respond because I don't know how to respond. All I care. But one thing recently I did do, I say, because my mom is so worried about my brother who is 60 years old, and she's been crying all over, right? I say, hey, mom, we need to stop here. You got to me. I got the message clear. How about this? Let me teach you how to pray. Let's pray together. And I say, how about let's do it this way? You get the book, like how you generally recall all the spending. Now, make this book. Recall all the praying you're going to do. And that's exactly right how my mom did. She got her prayer book and started to recall all the things hidden her and write down. And in the same time, she prayed. And that's exactly how I get along with my mom. So now children is, you have to go back, right, really thinking about it, how much love your mom for you. I know sometimes it's unbearing. Sometimes you want to be really honor her a lot. But honor starts with a very single point, respect and listen attentively. Okay. All right, let's bow. Dear Father in heaven, we do know Mother loves us because we knew, as a matter of fact, don't need the Bible to tell us how and why. But inside our heart, we also have our own problem. But thinking you have this particular day, Mother Days, that I can sit down and really thinking about all the things, all the care our mother having for us. If you allow, please make us strong. May I really have a clean mind to understand and grasp this love. And also encourage us, make us really strong enough, right, to pay this love back accordingly. Let us start with listen, with action. And also make us also pray for our mom all the way through. Let us be more obedient, and let us have a full of love and affection for her. And thanking you for this day, may all the mother and mother-to-be all have the blessing from you divinely, richly, and overwhelmingly. Pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Nick.